Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Speed.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. AFLAC.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm excited about having Elise Bennett back on the show. Elise is the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience and Self-Promotion Online and her new book, Stop Pushing Me Around, a workplace guide for the timid, shy, and less assertive, like me. Right, Elise?
That's right.
Welcome back.
For the book. Thank you.
Well, welcome back, Elise.
Good to be here.
Yeah, you were thinking of me when you wrote this book, weren't you?
That's right, and I was talking to you, too.
The timid, the shy, the less assertive, that's me, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't, they just can't get me out of my shell around here, Elise. Mr. Wallflower, that's what they call me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Elise, I know that you, and I was telling the audience what a great marketing expert you are, and part of marketing, especially in the 21st century, is to be able to do a good job of networking. Elise, I know that you remember this because I was talking to you about this many years ago, but back in the 20th century, you know, way back in the 20th century,
I was
saying in 98, 99, I was saying, folks, in addition to everything else that you're going to have to do that's a business fundamental that you're doing right now, in the future, especially in the 21st century, you're going to have to be able to do three other things really, really well. You're going to have to learn how to leverage technology. You're going to have to be able to build strategic alliances. And you're going to have to learn how to network. Those were the three new things that I said that people were going to have to be good at. They were going to have to get really good at in the 21st century. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Definitely. And especially when it comes to networking, which is my field.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, what I wanted to talk about today has to do with an article that I wrote for a company called ExecuNet. Are you familiar with them?
No, I'm not.
It's a networking service for executives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a webinar for them in a couple of weeks. So I wrote an article. And after I wrote it, I felt like it was way too negative, but that the reason it was negative is because it's about networking and all of the complaints I have about the networking that people do or don't do.
So you were being a little school marmish, weren't you? You were.
Oh my God, a lot.
So what did you do? Did you let it go through? Did you change it?
I haven't decided yet. I'm going to talk to the editor today.
You still haven't sent it to them yet, huh? Okay.
No, I sent it to them.
Oh, you did?
And they said, you know, they said, well, it's not that bad, but you could make it more positive.
Well, where did the negative come from?
So that's what I wanted to talk with you about because, all right, it goes from, you know, not so bad to really bad. So the first one is that this was an event where people arrived and they basically were given a label to put their name on, so there weren't name tags provided.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what do you do when you have to write your own name tag? Jim, what do you do?
Well, I write it poorly because I'm not all that good at and my handwriting is not so great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm left-handed, so that means that if you give me a marker, I'm going to smear it a little bit.
And what if we give you a ballpoint?
So usually what I do is hand it to somebody and say, here's my name, write it down.
I see.
But it doesn't make me feel like if they knew I was coming, it doesn't make me feel they're glad that I'm here.
Well, I'm not complaining about the group in this situation, although I could.
Well, see, I found another thing to be negative about, haven't I?
I'm complaining about the fact that people do not seem to be thinking with what I call the marketing mindset when they go to a networking event.
So they write their name really small, or they... Or what do you...
Yes, and they mm-hmm. also only write their first and last name.
Uh-huh.
Which tells me nothing.
Right.
right? I mean, the name tag.
If you think I'm going to get Small Business Network off on a marker on a name tag, I cannot do that.
You could write it on a couple lines.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So I should say Jim, and then the name of my company rather than my last name. What if I run out? I may run out of room there.
Or you could write Jim and smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Right. That's a good point.
Or jim.biz.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right? I mean, my point is simply that people are not thinking about marketing.
They need more information. You're saying when you're networking, every opportunity to give people more information, especially if you don't have to work very hard to give it to them, and they don't have to work very hard to get it, that's an opportunity lost if you don't do it.
Absolutely. And the name tag in particular is like it's your advertisement. It's the conversation starter. People see it and they appreciate if you have something that they can ask a question about.
Right. Right. That's a good point. Which I really think we should come back to the group, the organization putting this on. This ought to be a wake up call for those guys. If they know you're coming, if you've already told them you're coming, if they really want to have a successful thing next time, event next time, do it right this time.
Mhm. I agree with you.
Because it's much better to have those names. Because I'm telling you, I could write it where you could read it, but it'd take me a long time.
But you know the other thing, I mean, I've attended so many networking events lately, and most of them do have name tags, but even when they give you a name tag, they don't give it to you, they're not thinking from the marketing mindset either, because sometimes they'll either, you know, put your name really small, right?
Or they won't take the time to ask, what would you like on the card?
Mm-hmm.
Because they put something in there that maybe you don't want that on there.
Yeah, no, they never do that.
Yeah. And or they misspell your name. That's the worst.
That I can get over.
Not me.
But so much.
No, I think people deserve to have their name spelled correctly. That's one of my little peeves.
From a marketing point of view, Jim, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, actually, on the other hand, you know, if someone sees your name misspelled and then goes home and tries to Google you, they won't find you.
I rest my case. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And no, I think people, you know, I tell people all the time, my audience hears me every day asking somebody we've just met, you know, did I pronounce your name correctly? Because with a name like Blastingame, I try to make sure other people their other names get pronounced correctly, mm-hmm. and spelled correctly. And I often spell the name on my show so that when people are Googling them or whatever, they can get it. In fact, I've been upbraided by a few of my audience's members over the years, you know, you need to spell these names a little bit better.
Yeah, no, I mean, as the author or the guest, I appreciate that.
At least Benin, ILISEBENUN, ladies and gentlemen. She's the greatest, and she and I will be back after these messages. 20 after, stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the place where you can go and find thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done, like the one we're doing right now with our good friend Lise Benin. You can find thousands of articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And it's a multimedia blog, folks. It's not your grandfather's blog. It's not like any other blog you've ever seen. And I know you wouldn't expect anything less from me. So check that out when you get a chance. That's at the homepage. Also, don't forget the knowledge base, that the world's only knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. So you go there. It's very easy. It works just like a search engine, ladies and gentlemen, except it's a knowledge base. You know, search engines don't know anything. They just know where things are. Well, this knowledge base knows stuff. It knows answers that you need to be more successful in your small business. And Elise Benin is we're very happy to have her as a founding contributor to AskJim.biz. Lots of good stuff there that she's provided with us. And a lot more to come, right, Elise?
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate all you've done for us. Give us your website, by the way.
Oh, it's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Marketing-mentor.com.
And you can sign up for my quick tips from Marketing Mentor.
It's good stuff, folks. And marketing, networking, how to deal with being shy. you know, sometimes shyness is and being timid can actually work to your advantage, can it?
How?
At least. Well, just well, I think I've known people who were like that, and they sort of if they were able to use it to their advantage, what they did was it made people, whenever they actually said something, it made people listen. I mean, you know, because they weren't coming on everything. If they did speak, there was probably something to listen to. Or I've known salespeople who were able to use that to their advantage. Their quietness and their reserved nature made people, it drew people to them, but they couldn't, you know, they had to learn when to turn that off and when to perform.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point, but my sense is that most shy people don't use it that way.
No, I wouldn't be surprised, but the ones who've read your book do.
That's right.
That's the key. You got to have stop pushing me around by Elise Benin. Elise, are shy people good networkers?
Not usually.
Why?
Because they're afraid. Most of the time, they're just afraid to talk to strangers or to start a conversation because they are worried they won't be able to get out of it. I mean, there are a lot of...
Are they worried that they're not going to have anything interesting to say, you think?
Sometimes. That's part of it, yeah.
Even though they probably have more interesting to say than the gas bag, right?
Right, but also it's not about, you know, what you have to say. It's about what you can learn from another person. So if you can ask good questions and listen to the answers, then that's more than half the battle.
So you recommend the shy people learn how to ask questions, and that's one way to get the most out of being shy.
That's right, to make connections.
Mm-hmm. So. What are some other negative things that you know about?
Thank you. I do want to continue complaining.
Yeah, I want to get back on some of the bad things that people do in networking.
Well, there are two other things that I just can't believe. One is that not one person. I collected 15 business cards that evening and gave mine out to as many or more people, and not one person followed up with me.
Hmm.
Not one person. Then 3 days later, I followed up with everyone whose business card I had, and, you know, something friendly, good to meet you, mm-hmm. would you like to be on my email list, blah, blah, blah. Not one person responded.
Huh.
Is it me?
It might be you, Elise.
You think it's me?
Did you bathe? Did you use deodorant? I mean, were you having a bad hair day that day or something?
No.
Okay.
My point, though, Jim, is that I think that people have gotten too busy, and they can only deal with what's right in front of them at any given moment, and they don't see the big picture, and they don't see the long term, and they're not planting seeds for relationships that can grow.
You know, that is so true, and I don't know how many times I have met someone, followed up with them, and didn't, no big deal, just, hey, you know, I enjoyed being with you, whatever, and made the attempt to at least let them know who I was and remind them who I was. And then the time came a year or maybe more later when I had an opportunity to possibly do business with them because they were the person who was making the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to say that because I followed up with them, they remembered me, and mm-hmm. I remembered them, and it really paved the way to get a business relationship started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the follow up was so much more than just being able to say, yeah, we met once at an event.
Right. So you never know.
That's right. But it takes time, and you're right. People tend to not spend the time. What do we need to do? Get a system going where we can lay the cards out and write a note or send an email? What's the best way? Is an email okay? Is an email good for a follow-up?
Email is absolutely fine because that means then you're in their inbox.
Right.
And if they need to find you, they can.
Right. That's handy, isn't it?
Very handy. And the other thing is just people don't know what to say in their follow-up, and I think that stops them.
Well, that's where they need to find out about what Elise Benin has to say. And you can do that at marketing-mentor.com. Elise, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
We'll see you next time.
And I hope your article turns out to be positive,
by the way.
Quick break. Right back with Steve Moore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.